Blog Talk Radio. The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Brother Drew, before we get into this study of esoteric knowledge with the Yah Man on what is a mind and how we study who, what, where, when, why, how, in a chronological order. We study up under signs, symbols, numbers, colors, ties, the aristocrats, and that's the way we study. They call elites and this time. But Brother Drew, do you know what a bushmaster is?
Not really, Brother Duarte, not really.
A bushmaster is the most deadly snake in the Western Hemisphere, and his home is Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and he's in this area, but he's a quiet snake that you, the reason he called a bushmaster is because he can look just like the ground. he can look like the bush. Now, I'm finna tell you something, Brother Drew. He done mutated. Do you hear me, Brother Drew?
Uh-huh.
And you know what he has mutated that he can look just like? The state flower, the blue bonnet. So when you going in these bushes taking pictures with your children, I'm just letting you know that they ain't put this on the news, but they done put it out. The Texas Wildlife and Game put it out. The reason I know is I get the fishing and hunting book because I fish all the time. You know that. And you can go Google this about this rattlesnake that he can look like the bluebonnet flower and be in there, and he'll tag your ass, and his venom is just as bad as a cobra. He can get your ass to the doctor fast enough.
Uh-huh.
Before you dead, you and your children. And I know this Easter, I know most people that listen to us don't celebrate no Easters and holidays and shit, because if they did, they wouldn't, too many of them listen to it. But you know you got some people in your family that's Christians and want to go take the pictures with the blue bunny. Beware. The Texas Wildlife and Game said beware, because he in now. And he looked just like the blue bunny flag. So, you hip to him? I hope that everybody listening, you know,
uh-huh,
somebody pass that on to your people, Brother Drew.
Okay.
You can Google about that snake. He looked like him. They call him the blue bunny rattlesnake. And he's a mutation. Also, Brother Drew, the Outback Wildlife Game put out something. They done found a new species of lions that live in the outback that's deadly.
Really?
A new species. If you check all of these new species coming in, see, this is what the y'all man do, Brother Drew. We watch shit and it gets outrageous. Do you know how many new species that they are finding every year? It's tremendous, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
That done mutated. And people look like me and you, we don't understand mutation because you don't understand where the mind come from. See, the mind mutates. And it's just like the roach. The reason he done survived so long, shit, every fifth generation, meaning every 4 years, shit, he done mutated that the pesticide that was killing him, he ain't gonna kill him no more. Because he eat his dead. So he build up an immune system to it. Same way with the crocodile. All these prehistoric animals, they adapted to their present-day environment of all the toxin and all the waste. They have adapted to it the same way mankind has. And I said mankind because the kind of man made the human being adapt to his ways, because he conquered your mind. And how he conquered your mind is a mind. When I ask the question, what is a mind? Answer it with four words. It's a school of thoughts, Brother Drew. You was the only one that answered that correct when I posted that. You remember that, Brother Drew?
Not really, Brother DeWatt.
You said what now?
Repeat that one more time, Brother DeWatt.
I said, you remember when I posted what is a mine, and you said a school of thought, you were the only one
that
answered that correct.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so it's a school of thoughts. It ain't got nothing to do with the brain. It's what somebody has taught you. And
right.
What's so killing about it, a school of thoughts carries with it, Brother Drew, what? A language.
Right.
So, you don't understand where the language comes from and what people the language is, and they done conquered you on the government and told you and gave you their school of thoughts, and you had no choice. Then at a time period, you had to wake up and find out that what you got your summa cum laude in is backwards from what your ancestors taught, what the human being teaching was. Because, see, we have the teaching of a sub-human being. So we have the mind of a sub-human being, and we make all our decisions on the mind. You see, the mind first is unconscious, and then the mind, after 3 months in the mother's womb, then you see the mind have become conscious. Now, when the mind becomes a being and you born, then your mind is still in a subconscious state. It's still subconscious, Brother Drew, because you can't do a damn thing for yourself. So your mind's still subconscious. You ain't conscious. Most people think, oh, you born, you're conscious. Oh, hell no. You ain't never come out of your subconscious mind, because for one simple reason, who taught us, Brother Drew? A sub-goddamn human.
Correct the crap.
So how could we? We had to realize at a certain time period that how could we have a conscious mind when we've been taught by a sub-human and got doctor's degrees in the subhuman's school of thoughts, then our mind is still in a subconscious order
state
from your ancestors. You're in that state. Your mind had to realize this at a certain period in time in your life. It's what the Bible called renewing your mind. It's what other religious books call renewing your mind. And it's hard to renew your mind, Brother Drew, when you don't understand the language. You can't renew your mind if you don't understand the language. And don't nobody look like us know where the language comes from. So when we go back as Yarman and put them 5 W's on that butt and that 1 H in a chronological order, we can see the history of this language. Now let's briefly touch down on this language that we're speaking. The language we're speaking is called the ancient serpent language of the people of Mars. It was called a forbidden language for 450 years until William Shakespeare Tilling wrote a book, a Bible, in 1523 with this language. When he did that, they put him in a 13th century dungeon. And when they say dungeon, that means they putting you down in a 13th century dungeon in the 15th century. That's where they put criminals. You ain't supposed to live, brother, no more than 30 days in that dungeon because of the disease and stuff when they put you there. After 3 months, they went back to check on Shakespeare. William Tunney. Was he dead or alive? And he was alive. So they brought him out of the dungeon. Didn't give him no tribe. The popes didn't give him no tribe. He was tried by the Roman Catholic Church. They didn't give him no tribe. They strangled him at the stake and burned him. Writing in this language would have known as the Christian Bible, 1881 Christian Bible, but the angelic gospel Christian epistle teaching of the Western churches, up of the high church, low church, and broad church, say this is the Bible of May God. And May God's name was Jesus Christ. Up of the Pauline teaching of the Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed. Now, let's touch down on this language. This language was called the ancient serpent language of the Orpadites. It was a language spoke by the aristocrats in England that was in Shakespeare's society. The language is read from left to right. One of the reasons that you can know that it's the serpent language is because the tenth sign and symbol is J. Now, when we spell the words J-E-S-U-S, the letter J is a cobra standing on his hind legs. He'll look like a J. The E, the little bitty E, not the big E, but the little bitty E, the one when he sleep, if you notice a cobra when he sleep, he'll tuck his head in and make a E out of it. It'll look just like the little E. When the cobra gets ready to mate, they attach both their tails together and form a U. The letter S is a cobra in a striking position. And you can't say S without hissing either, Brother Drew. This is how you know that you're speaking the language of the serpent people, who was the reptilian, who was the Martians that had bred it with Japheth's people in the Caucasus Mountain. And these people are known as the Germanic race of people. And they started off as subhumans, which was Neanderthal, Paramecian man, Angle, all the way down. We can trace their history. They wrote their history down of how they became mankind, a kind of man. You went to their schools. You got a degree in their knowledge. You are them. And it's hard, Brother Drew, for you to come out of them. And as I get older and understand what Cole and I done studied for 50 years a little better, every second that I live, you can see how it's so hard to come out of this knowledge, because this school of thoughts, Brother Drew, are the therapy people. has conquered the word, the whole world, with one germanic word that never existed in a colored nation of people's language. And 2/3 of the world is colored people. 1/3 is the Germanic race of people, which is the soul of human being. But he done conquered the world. All human beings has been conquered by him, and he gave you a word, Brother Drew, that is only 1,500 years old. You know what that word is, Brother Drew?
That what's that?
Human nation of people believe in that belongs to him. G-O-D. God. Now, we going to ask ourselves a damn question. We going to put this 5 W's on this butt. When we ask ourselves, where did the word God come from? And we go to the etymology dictionary. It's going to tell you, see, what's so killing about this language, Brother Drew, this language, when you go to its dictionary, it tells you the year that the word came into existence and the word that it replaced. Did you know that, Brother Drew? Brother Drew? You still with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew.
Oh, go ahead, Brother Wallet. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Go ahead.
Okay. This language that we speak, did you know that it has the date of every word that's in this language and the word that it replaced?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. So when we go back and check, do some research, and Google the word God and use the ethnology dictionary, you can get the ethnology dictionary online, it'll tell you that the word God is 1,500 years old. And the first time that it was used by Archbishop.
Yeah, that's deep there.
In the 6th century. We go ask ourselves another W question. What was the name that the word God replaced in the 6th century? What did the white folks call him before they called it God was Gooden. Brother Drew.
You said Gooden?
Gooden. G-U-D-E-N.
Okay.
I want all of y'all to go Google this, what I'm saying. Because guess what, Brother Drew? They give
What's
you
that?
All the names of what Google was, and then Google was one of the names that they called it. I find that simply interesting, Brother Drew. Google is the name once used by a Germanic race of people in different tribes as God, the Supreme Being. Now, everybody that looks like me and you believes in this damn word. The Bible says that the beast man would conquer the world. So I asked myself a question, how he conquered the world? He got you to believe that there was a God and he the God. And as long as you believe in God, your mind is attached to God, you can't become conscious. That's just how deep this shit is, Brother Jew. You can't become conscious as long as you believe in a God, because there's no such thing as a God. Renew your mind means just what it means. When we ask ourselves, how do mind make a transformation? Well, when great-great-grandpa was teaching me this knowledge about the mind, and my daddy, they had a very funny way of teaching this. They were telling me that the only way that the mind can work, Brother Drew, you have to develop a what?
Repeat, Brother Walker.
Huh? One word.
People, I got people listening to you, and they asking me questions, so I'm missing some of what you're saying. So,
yeah,
that's what's happening.
Tell them we can get a building and go over this one. Now, tell me, Brother Drew, with one word, how does the mind make a transformation? The mind first has to develop a what? A will. And Dad said the way that he developed the will of my mind is that what he told me to, if I didn't do it, he put a message from my ass to the brain. That's the best way to train a child to have a will. You have to will yourself out of the way you think by the action of the mind, A-X-I-O-M-S. The action of the mind, when you develop that will, the action, the definition of action is that your will is based upon facts, truth. Not what the hell you believe, but facts and truth. Now, you got to process your mind through this. You're transforming your mind out of the white boy's school of thoughts. And by the way, his school of thoughts come out of the ancient Sophite school of thoughts. This is why the Jews and the Muslims don't send their children to their school system, especially the Jews. They have their own college and own school because you're teaching the ancient Sophite school. Now, what is a Sophite? We ask ourselves. There were 12 schools of thought up in ancient Greece. Seven of them was killed out and five of them survived in 2020. The five that Alexander the Great said that these schools of thoughts would last for 2,000 years. This is 2020. And that school of thoughts of the Sophites still live, Brother Drew, up under a certain color, a certain flag, a certain religion, and a certain school of thoughts. It still lives as we speak. And it has lived through seven empires of the Germanic race of people. So the only way that you can wield yourself out is facts and truth. You first had to know the facts and the truth about this one word, G-O-D. God, because the ancient Sophite schools of thought is another trichnology school of thought that wasn't yours, because the five schools of thought that survived upon the ancient Sophite teaching, four of them schools of thought teaches L-O-V-E, love. And as Ashiach can say, if we read it E-V-O-L, the only way you can evolve out of love, faith, and the white boy is that you had to have the facts about what the word L-O-V-E meant and stood for. The four schools of thought that survive, that we believe in 2020 to the max that your mind believes, is Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stogate. And Brother Drew, we can see these four schools of thought as we speak right now. It ain't a hidden school of thought. This knowledge was hid to the people. The people didn't realize this yet until the year 2000. You didn't realize these, you couldn't took these four schools of thoughts and free them. If you knew them, these schools of thoughts, and know what I'm talking about, well then after the year 2000 and after Obama became president, you see these schools of thoughts, with these four schools of thoughts battling with each other up under the word L-O-V-E. Eros. That's the love of male and female, man and woman. That's Eros love. Stogate is the love of male and male. Do we not see this form of love has taken over?
Yep.
This Phalo is the love of female, woman and woman. Have we not seen this take over?
Yep.
It just come out of nowhere. Agape love is the love of God. Do we not see that now?
Yep.
Everybody talking about how much they love God, and they fall up under the head of Eros, Phalo, and Stogate. That's two sisters, two dykes. So I don't know nothing about the new words, but we call them sisters and bootleggers, lesbians, homosexuals, and then they got a new name now, LGBT, right? Something like that. We want to make sure we understand what we're talking about, what tribe of people we're talking about that we're looking at now that it's got a voice in America. They got a voice. All three of these got a voice. Now, the man and the woman and woman got more voice than the arrows and fellows group of people as we speak now, because they getting their laws passed where the people that was arrows believed in woman and man be together. They had laws that were sodomite laws that got abandoned when the first African American president became president. He signed them into law that protected them, where we see up here that they didn't protect it. But the only thing, Brother Drew, about that is agape. Now, the agape love, the love of God. God said you couldn't love nobody but Him. These other three loves is out of order. Now you understand what the fuck is going on right now as we speak with this nation of people and these people that believe in God, why they are so unrest and why the gods are fighting against each other. See, the gods have people, and the people represents the gods. And right now you got 330,000 different gods fighting against amongst each other in America as we see. And you don't understand what's going on because you can't understand that this is about the gods. Now, the two big gods is fighting. That's Jesus and Allah. They're fighting. They've been fighting. Jesus and Allah have been fighting for a spell. When Jesus stopped fighting Buddha, little bitty Buddha, in Vietnam. He fought Buddha in Korea, in the Korean War. He fought Buddha. Jesus fought Buddha. See, America's Jesus. You got to know what God and God's people is fighting. Now, Big Buddha, Brother Drew, Big Buddha, and Little Buddha, which is Korea, Big Buddha, China, Little Buddha's Korea, and then you got the four Muslim countries, which is Allah, and then you got Russia, which is Allah, because 95% of Russia, guess what, Brother Drew? 95% of Russia is Muslim. 95% of their military is Muslim. And Russia is a Muslim nation of people as we speak right now, Brother Drew. There are only 5% of pure Russians in Russia. You can go Google these. Only 5% of pure Russians in Russia, when in 1946, they were down there 100%. So the Persian Muslims that came in and took over Russia, now Russia, who has two nuclear submarines, the religion is Islam. It's just like right now, we can see and understand some words that Farrakhan be saying and people be persecuting him about when he say Elijah Muhammad is not dead, he's alive. Well, let's look at what he's saying. Is he lying? Hell no, he ain't lying. You ain't talking about the man physically is alive, but when you got five countries that the Nation of Islam have people have set up in those countries, mosques teaching what Elijah Muhammad teaches, especially in Mexico, and all the damn Mexicans getting out of prison is with the Nation of Islam, as we speak, the biggest majority of them. You could never kill the teaching of Louis Farrakhan, taught to you by Elijah Muhammad, taught to you by Farah Muhammad. You won't ever kill that as long as the people live on earth. So you can't kill the thoughts of this man. Now we can go back in history and see that we asked ourselves of what question, Brother Drew? What was the longest God recorded in history was worshipped on earth? And who would that be, Brother Drew? And they don't worship him no more.
The longest God that was worshipped on earth.
The oldest God that was worshipped for 4,000 years on earth. The longest running God was worshipped was Amun-Ra. You don't see nobody worship Amun-Ra anymore. That's the same thing going to happen to Christianity and Jesus. You won't see nobody worshiping them no more because they killed the people off and they killed the priesthood. Now, you see Amun-Ra, the gods that he believed in, you will see them appear in certain rituals, in certain religions. But the people that say, I believe in Amun-Ra as God, you don't see them people no more that you read about in the Bible. You don't see them people no more. This is words like believe, love, faith, tithe, hope, I want, I need, blessing, pray. Them words there, Brother Drew, until you get these damn words out of your vocabulary, you still up under his influence. And you have to develop your will. You have to do this. It ain't nobody can help you in renewing your mind, because for one thing, you the greatest person that ever walked the face of the earth. It ain't for one of you, and it's left up to you to use common sense. And you know in 2020 that everything deals with your dietary laws and your immune system. Because if your immune system is not high, Brother Drew, then you are going to be accepted for any virus that come over here. And if a virus is to come over here that dogs have, that same year that this virus came out in China, they also had the dogs had a virus that was found in dogs that was killing human beings. There was dog owners and kissing dogs and sleeping with dogs. So you know how many people in America is going to have this disease, is going to be subject to this disease that this dog going to be carrying at a later date. It's already here. They done had cases of it here, but it ain't an epidemic yet. And when you find out about it, that it's an epidemic, it's a goddamn crisis. And when they tell you that 4,000 done died, you can bet your ass 10,000 done died. But they ain't going to never tell you the truth about it. Because I never will forget, Brother Drew, our sister company got shot up like hell in Vietnam, lost all of their damn planes, and it came on the news that they had won. That's when I found out that these chokers on the news could lie their ass off. That you had to check them out. And see, this all deals with what you use for your common sense. You can't use what he taught you was right. You have to find out through your life experiences now, you should know what's right. His history, he wrote it down in a book. He told you what he did to somebody that looked like me and you. But he had experimented on his people before he did us like this, Brother Drew. See, that was a book called They Was White and They Were Slaves. I ain't got no damn heart, Brother Drew. But when I read about 40 pages in that book, I was finding myself having a feeling, an emotional feeling for the children, the white children, that this Tuckerwood, how he had treated him in England, them same white people came out of them dungeons over here to the New World, and they named it America and called themselves America, or how they did their children in England, how they would put them children down them chimneys with the fire going, Brother Drew, and make them clean the chimneys. A lot of the children died. How they had them in the coal mine. What they did to their children, Brother Drew, they were called orphans after that crusade war. Ain't shit what they did to us. Read the book. They could care about us the book to the class. I got a copy of it, an extra copy if you need one, Brother Drew. But
yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I've made a whole lot of I made a lot of copies of it. Carol bought us that book. She said, Dwight, you read this? I said, no, I heard about it, but I hadn't read the book about they was white and they were slaves and how the white man treated his children, how he raped them. He practiced and learned on them before he did it to us. That's what I find is so simply amazing, Brother Drew. For he did it to any black nation of people, he did it to his people that was weak, he called them. And that wasn't an aristocrat. He did it to his own people. And when we study this language, if we go into Zephaniah 3, the Bible gives you different codes. We know the codes in the Bible. The Bible tells you you had to go back to the pure language. Well, that's exactly what you had to do. You have to go back to the pure language that we spoke in the beginning, which was the Yalakwadash, which is Abba Gada. That's the signs and symbols in the pure language. Ozef. That was Ozef's faith. That's the way we named him Zeph, old George. We named him Jebediah because he always loved to read that.
He said,
we got to go back to that pure language, you know, because he was high on teaching the language, him and Ishmael in the class. But the key is the language. So when we go to Zephaniah 3 and 9, it says that the pure language would be returned for you to turn back in the ways of the truth. Amen. Yeah. They put Lord there, and you had to understand that the word Lord, when you see it in the Bible, well, before it was Lord, what was it? When we ask ourselves, Goodspeed in the 1890s replaced the word Yah, Y-A-H, with the word Lord. So we would know that we would have to go back into the ways of Yahwehism, which the ways of Yahwehism come from the 19th galaxy. You can come from here. So it came from where the humans came from, Brother Drew. But you would have to know this. When you walk up on this and you study so long, you walk up on this, and this is how you tell different things. We can see in 2020 what got us in the condition that we're in right now, and what, because this is 2020, too much history. You can see history now, Brother Drew. Too much has happened. Yeah, this is 2020.
Good vision.
Yeah, see, everything that we studied about, the New World Order, the Illuminati, well, you see it right now. You see everything that's happening. Protocol number 10 tells you that, I find this very interesting, it says that the college students in the protocol, this protocol was 527 years old. It said that the college students and the American people would accept socialism as a way of life. What's going on right now, Brother Drew? Would you ever believe that all the college students want and asking for socialism? Bernie Sanders introduced you to socialism. You didn't know anything about it. But if you would have studied the Democrat Party, which your ass belonged to, and knew the history of it, then you would know that in 1867, that the Fabian Society and the Socialist Society infiltrated the Democratic Party, Brother Drew. And they've been quiet since 1867, but now they got a voice because they got their people. So this blue dog Democrat, which is Biden, when he come up against Bernie Sanders, who is a socialism, and Bloomberg, who is a Fabian, believes in Fabianism, and most black people don't understand that. Go Google it. Go Google what Fabianism and socialism, what year did it come into the Democratic Party, infiltrated, and now they got a hell of a voice as we speak for the group in the party. Because Hillary Clinton was the president of the Fabian Society when she ran for president. And if we go into world government, we'll see that Zionism is number one, socialism is number two, Fabianism is number three, And communism is number four, and that's the end of it. There ain't nowhere for a democratic and republican form of government worldwide. So I'm wondering, Brother Drew, Bloomberg, Fabian, he said he's going to get Hillary to run as his vice. We know for a fact that the one got the most money always win the president of the United States, starting with Johnson, when they started the Council of Foreign Relations and when the Trilateral Group came into existence. We can see that by studying that history. This is going to be an interesting who they going to put in charge of running the United States, because there ain't no more presidents, and you got maybe two more years of political parties because the New World Order would take completely over. And I know that most people won't understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, you keep on living, Brother Drew. They'll know what we're talking about, won't they? So, Brother Drew, you with me?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Watt. I'm with you.
Well, all the people that was asking, you know, questions, tell them that we can get a bill and we can talk about it.
Okay.
Whenever they want to, we can talk about it.
Okay. Yeah,
so I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah Avin Yah Ka, Kamada Yah, until next week.